Hey, you know, I had the parenting complication yesterday. So, you know, we are on the set, you know, taping my sitcom.
Ricky Smiley Show.
So I'm taking the kids, you know, to work with me every day. I have tutoring set up every single day. We buy books or whatever. They have activities or whatever. So, you know, yesterday they went to the water park. I think it was White Water, Beyonce?
Yes.
Yeah, White Water yesterday. So our church came from Birmingham. My kids is in the youth choir church. So they had to meet at the water park at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, they just now getting up. So I'm coming home from the morning show, and I'm pulling up, and they pulling out. Why y'all late? Well, y'all supposed to be meeting Miss Pat in the church there at 11 o'clock. We were asleep. When I tell you I went ham on them, you getting a free trip to the water park, and you can't even get up. And you know the insult name, I call them basketball wives. You know, because my sons, you know, my boys, they get on up and get responsible. They good in the morning. The girls like to lay in, and then they'll lay up on you. They'll lay up on you if you don't say nothing to them, all up to 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
So when you're going, who's in charge?
I got a 17-year-old niece in the house. You know, whatever, they can handle it themselves. You know, they don't have to be babysitting. Ain't nobody going to babysit them. They have responsibility.
Right.
But yesterday at the set, I have an 11-year-old that got too familiar.
My
youngest, that got a little bit too familiar with another adult. So, you know, so when the adult tried to discipline her and tell her to come here, first of all, she was like, she refused to come. And then she let her use an iPad or whatever. And then the lady asked for the iPad because she didn't want to share the iPad
with the other
11-year-old. So she's in a tug of war
with the grown-up.
With the grown-up, with her iPad. And then the lady was trying to talk to her, and she was looking up because she did it to me the other day. She's looking off. So, you know, whenever a grown person had to pull me to the side, say, I love kids and whatever, I can deal with anything, but I can't get with that right there because that was just too grown and disrespectful. And, you know, this the bookworm, the brainiac, the real smart one, but
the one that everybody tells you so cute.
Right. But you're going to get some common sense and some common courtesy to go with these brains, because I know a lot of smart people that I hate, not hate like that, but I just really can't stand. So I pulled off in the room yesterday. I whatever had a mama on speakerphone. Mama was going ham on her. She looking off with an attitude, with her arms folded. I'm talking to her. She looking off. You know, so I took the belt and I whooped her ass. Good old-fashioned ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got the belt in my hand, and she's sitting up here crying, and she more concerned about she getting hit, but she's not getting the message why she was getting hit.
Her feelings just hurt. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting a spanking.
Not feelings was hurt, was mad because I got a spanking. How about that? It's different. Your feelings hurt, you got a spanking, but you mad because you got a spanking. So I say, go on in there, get yourself together, blah, blah, blah. She goes out there, slams the door, storms off. So I said, come on back. I did like what my granddaddy did to me one time. I pulled on in there, round two, tore that ass up again. Okay?
Because you're not wanting to have to do this.
Oh, no. So I had broken down to 50%, but I'm breaking you all the way down. See, and you 11 years old, you're a girl, you're getting ready to go into womanhood, and you too old to be getting whippings, because my daughter that's 15, the last whipping she was 3.
Right.
So I popped on her little ass with my hand when she was 3 years old. I ain't had no more problems out of her since. You should have seen her ass. She was in a nervous space last night watching 11-year-old get a whipping. So I just told her ass up again, you know, then I throw in positive reinforcement psychology 101 as I told that ass up again, broke her all the way down. So I was getting that eye contact. Yes, sir. Very polite. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, you will apologize. Yes, sir. I said, you sit in here and get yourself together for 10 minutes. Go on to your room. We good. So she went on to her room. Boy, I went on that doggone balcony when I got through whipping her. I called Ebony. I was crying like a little hoe. Man, I broke down. I was like, so I called y'all. I was like, you like, hey, Ricky, what's wrong? Like, don't make no damn sense. Oh, she has to do what
I'm
she
like, wait a minute. I said, who got the whooping? You or her? Because it sounded like you was the one that got the whooping.
Right, I can't, but I can.
So reminds me of my daddy.
Yeah, I'm cool when I whoop the boys.
Right.
But when I had to whoop her last night, man, it broke my heart the fact that I had to go there with her.
Uh-huh.
Cause I'm real sensitive when it comes to my daughters. I'm out there about to lose my breath.
Because I told you what my daddy used to do when he would whoop me and my sister Bronzy. He'll go to CVS and buy us like a bag full of candy. He'll come back and we'll still be in there. He'll be like, hey, ain't them Twizzlers like right there you like? Bronzy, go in there and help your sister eat that candy. Why she won't eat the candy? Hey, eat the candy, Ebony.
And my daughter didn't stop crying. Is she all right? And I'm still walking around there.
Yeah.
So I went on my rubber clothes.
But you know what? It. Good for you for putting her in her place at that time.
Well, here's the thing. You know, all of that book sense that she got, that straight-A student, mm-hmm. you're going to have a good attitude to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing my grandmama always taught me, she said, there's educated fools out here.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to raise it. The Bible is scripture. Raise the child the way that he or she should go. And when they grow old, they will not depart from thee.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in that. And I'm glad I got all the women that I got. I thank grandmama, mama T, grandma Ada, granddaddy, and my mama for them because I needed them.
Because
I had a bad attitude. All right, Rick's Mind the Morning Show. 5 minutes before the top of the hour, y'all. Front page
I'm
up
so
next.
Proud
and
of you.
And your wake up call.
How'd you do it again?
I can't believe it.